Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 18th. God hates sin. These six things doth the Lord hate, yes, seven are an abomination to him. Proverbs 6:16. Brad and Mia were sitting in Sunday school one day when their teacher, Mrs. Nagenflagen, asked them a question. "Who can describe God?" she asked. Mia's hand flew into the air. "There she goes again, showing off," thought Brad. Mrs. Nagenflagen called on Mia to answer the question. While twirling her hair, Mia said, "God is love, but he also hates things, too." Brad smiled to himself. "Everyone knows that God is love, but he can't hate anything," he thought to himself. Mrs. Nagenflagen saw Brad smile and asked him what was so funny. Trying to sound as smart as he could, Brad said, "Well, I just think that, that God, he can't hate anything." Mrs. Nagenflagen asked the rest of the class what they thought. When it came time for the vote, Brad was happy to see that the rest of the guys in the class sided with him. Mrs. Nagenflagen then told everyone to turn to Proverbs 6:16-18. She asked Brad to read it for the class. After reading the verses, he said, "Well, I guess God does hate some things." "That's right, Brad," Mrs. Nagenflagen replied. "The important thing to remember is that God doesn't hate people, but that he does hate sin." Mrs. Nagenflagen then listed on the chalkboard some of the things God hates. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood or kill, a heart that devises or makes up wicked plans, feet that are swift or fast in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, sowing discord among brethren, which means causing fights in a family. "Which of these are you guilty of doing?" Mrs. Nagenflagen asked the class. For the rest of the time, they talked about what they were the most guilty of doing. It was good for the class members to think about what they were doing that God hated. God loves people, but hates certain things. Which one or ones of the things that God hates do I need to confess to God and ask his forgiveness? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 18th.